Proclaim August 29th, 2019 to be Stand Foot Day.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. I am so grateful to Stand Foot for his vital work as artistic director for the Oregon Children's Theater. Understands leadership, the Oregon Children's Theater has exponentially expanded cultural and artistic opportunities for the children of Oregon. His work has brought education, creativity, and pure joy to over 3 million Oregonians. I hope one day to be able to make that same claim, Stan. As a lifelong lover of the arts and a parent, I know firsthand how much early exposure to art can make a fundamental difference in a child's development, and I know that the benefit of arts education lasts a lifetime. When he was first hired to develop OCT's educational program, Stan formed the Acting Academy, the Young Professionals Company, and other school programs across the state. He has directed nearly 50 plays and helped create 20 new scripted adaptations of beloved children's classics, such as The Giver by Lois Lowry, and Holes by Lewis Sacker. Rhymes with cracker. I had to look it up to make sure I said it right today. None of these achievements would have been possible without you, Stan. I also know how much you believe in the mission of OCT and the future of the organization. You leave the organization in good hands. I want to thank Ross McKean, Managing Director. I also want to acknowledge Advocate for the Arts and board member Stan Pankin, who helped put this proclamation together. Thank you so much for your service to Oregon's children. You truly deserve this recognition, and we will all miss you, but I'm sure you're still going to be around, and hope you enjoy your retirement. We always say that to hardworking people who attempt to retire. Now I want to welcome Stan Pankin, board member, and president. I always struggle with this word. Emeritus, from the Oregon Children's Theater. He will be speaking first, so come on up. Then Ross McKean. You may approach the
want him to get lonely.
Table, yeah. All right.
He's not used to doing this kind of thing.
And do we have Ross McKean here?
This is Ross.
Wait, sorry, I've been looking at you as if you were Stan. Sorry.
It happens all the time.
We're going to bring Stan up.
I can't wait to get rid of him for that reason.
Now I'm really, really embarrassed.
Right now you have to deal with just Stan.
Fill in the love.
Best send-off. Yeah, right. That was great.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't been allowed to... Where is Stan? Oh, okay. Why are you sitting behind someone?
I hope he's here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be so sad if you missed all of this.
Around the theater, I'm known as the other Stan. I'm the junior Stan. He's the senior Stan.
Okay, no wonder.
He's the important
confused.
Stan.
It's Thursday afternoon. Things can get a little loose around city council. All right. So, and then we will hear from Stan Foot, man of the hour. Mayor Wheeler will read the proclamation, and then we're going to take a quick photo. So don't run away immediately. Take it away, Stan.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mayor and Commissioners, for helping us honor this remarkable man today. Stan, who has done incredible work in helping to transform the lives of children at OCT, I think for nearly 30 years. So thank you very, very much. And it's kind of appropriate that today happens to be Stan's birthday.
Aww.
I don't even know what year, but...
Should we sing him a song?
And also, appropriately, last Saturday night was our annual fundraiser, and it was the most successful one in our history.
That's great.
With much of the funding going towards the Stan Foot Youth Access Fund, which will provide scholarships and other benefits for children going forward. So we're pretty happy about that. So just a quick story, which OCT people have heard this many times, but I'm going to repeat it again. About 7 or 8 years ago, my wife took our two oldest granddaughters, at the time maybe 13 and 10, to an OCT show. And the show was Gossamer by Lois Lowry, who, by the way, was here for a celebration Saturday night. when my wife Suzanne came back with the girls, it was a Friday night. Those are back in the days when we used to have sleepovers with these kids. They're now both in college. And the kids were just bubbling over about the show. And I said, well, what's it about? And they were talking about, it was a little bit on the dark side, but it had an element about parental child abuse. And I said, wow, it's a kids show? How can that be, that kind of a topic for kids? And it kind of blew me away, but they were excited. They had learned things. They were just bubbling over with talking about it. It made them think about a lot of things. So that was that. Ironically, about, I would say, 2 weeks later, I happened to be at a Breakfast of Champions. And who did I wind up sitting next to? But you guess, it was Stan. And we had never met each other. I knew who he was, but we never met. And we got to talking. And I told him about the experience of our grandkids. And I said, it really surprised me that there would be a topic like that in a kids' show. And he said, well, Stan, you basically said you just can't underestimate what kids can understand.
That's right.
What they should be understanding or what they should be exposed to. And I was just really, really impressed. And that was one of those moments where, for Stan and myself, it was an instant love affair between us. We just kind of hit it off, and it was instant chemistry. And that's how I became associated and acquainted with OCT. And it was a few years later, Stan and I used to get together socially and talk about things. And one day, he said, how would you like to be on the board? I said, well, I don't know, maybe. And the rest is history. So congratulations to Stan. I cannot say enough about him. He has done just remarkable work. His heart is overflowing. His feeling for kids is just incredible. And his understanding of kids. So Stan, we love you. I love you. Congratulations. And we will miss you. And unfortunately, he's not going to be around. He's going to be heading off to Mexico. But we hope to bring him back from time to time and, you know, share things with us. So,
can I come with you?
That's it for me.
Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity and the privilege of being able to say a few words about Stan. It's difficult to say just a few words about Stan, let alone it's difficult for me to say just a few words in any setting, so excuse me. Be patient with me.
We have an extra seat up here.
Yeah,
for you.
Right. Every city is shaped over time by many people, known and unknown, recognized and ignored. And I know that you can't publicly celebrate everyone who deserves it, but I'm happy that you've chosen to recognize Stan Foote's impact on Portland in this way and on his birthday. I can't tell Stan's story, and I'm reluctant to do amateur psychoanalysis, but let me take a stab at it anyway, because Stan's early experiences, the stories he's told, I know have influenced his approach to this work. Stan grew up in a rural community in Northern California. Shingletown is a logging community without a lot of opportunity or choices available to young people, and with high expectations of what it meant to be a boy and a man. That was a challenge for a kid with a big imagination, I can only imagine myself, and particularly for one who is gay. You know, it's football and logging, from what he tells. But the arts showed Stan that other paths were possible. He tells me of a teacher who took him to a symphony orchestra performance in a big city, and I may have it wrong, but was it Reading?
Reading.
Big city, Reading. And how that experience of this work of beauty that was performed by real people opened his eyes to what was possible. That these were people doing this work of creating this work, and it was a possibility. It was an awakening for a life he could aspire to. And I think that goal has carried over all these years in his work and led him to theater and eventually brought him to Portland a little over 40 years ago. Because of his 28-year history of leadership over Oregon Children's Theater, it's easy to overlook his contributions to the rest of the theater community. So I just want to touch on that. Stan was immediately immersed in the city's thriving theater community. You know, the theater community now is just booming and active and But it was in the 80s as well. There was just lots going on, and Stan was in the heart of that. He had a stint as Boring G. Boring in a play called Professor Bodywise, a Kaiser Permanente touring performance. I think what he came away from that was an aversion to having costumes, purple full body costumes on stage, and so you won't see those often at Portland, at Oregon Children's Theater. And many years later, that connection to Kaiser led to a long-term partnership we still have with them to deliver programs about social-emotional learning and about resilience and trauma-informed care that's just deep in the community. But his career as an actor led him to directing, and he quickly became an in-demand director in Portland. He has a long list of directing gigs and awards for his work, particularly at Lakewood Theater, but also at Artists Repertory Theater and others. He was just the go-to guy for directing shows. And I know that Stan appreciates, I'm speaking for him now, those opportunities that he was given to direct when he had relatively little experience. And the willingness somebody had to take a chance on him and the difference that made has carried forward to his commitment to create opportunities for others. And he is constantly thinking about who are the young directors, the designers, the actors, the teachers, and how can I find opportunities for them to learn and grow. So that's become part of our core DNA. It's a value. But the other part that's really at the core and that Stan alluded to, and Chloe in your remarks, is this deep respect Stan has for the intelligence of young people. He's approached his directing, his teaching, his mentoring with the belief that everyone can improve no matter what level they're starting from. A teenager with years of training and stage experience is not exempt from receiving directing notes from Stan Foote, especially if they've been trained in what you might call the Disney school of over-emoting. They will come in full confidence, and he'll say, lose that. Don't do that. But at the same time, I've seen him with five-year-olds giving notes in a kind and caring way. I've seen him with kids with severe emotional, intellectual disabilities and physical disabilities, and he'll coach them and find a step. He does a public speaking program called Loud and Clear, and I've seen him work with a kid, a teenager in a wheelchair with no ability to communicate orally, and figure out how that kid can make a speech and how we can accommodate that, because he believes, like, you can do this, we can do this. I've seen his work or heard of his work with St. Mary's Home for Boys, where he loves to work every summer, and I think it's been hard for him to pass that on to someone else as he's leaving, but where he doesn't look at the kids in that program, the teens in that program, as troubled kids or part of the justice system. He sees them as actors and as kids that are capable of diving in and learning and improving. And that's really what he brings and what will carry on. I just try to emphasize that that is so in the spirit and the body of what Oregon Children's Theater is now, that that's not going to go away, but it's been a huge contribution. His direction, guidance, and mentoring is welcomed and appreciated because it comes from this place of caring, from his heart, and it's delivered with authenticity. Oregon Children's Theater is a heart-driven space, and that's Stan. I try. But it's him. No, we've all got it now. It's not uncommon for a parent enrolling in their child in the class to say, Stan taught me when I was a kid, or I came and now I'm bringing my kids to see a show. It's multi-generational. Or a former student in our young professional program to drop in from college or from their career just to say hi to Stan or to Danny, who runs that program, and let them know how their studies are going or how their acting career is developing, or how their acting experience with us has helped them become a better engineer or a doctor. It's just a remarkable story. Anyway, I have so much more to share, but I want to end with my gratitude towards Stan for being my friend and business partner in this endeavor for the past 13 or 14 years. I wish him the best as we move on. And we actually have a short video we want to show. And then I think Stan wants to just say a few words too. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Working at OCT is hands down the most formative experience I had as a kid, and Stan. I'm always so, so grateful for everything that I learned from you and for the experiences that you created for me and for so many other young actors.
Stan, I'm currently literally in the middle of nowhere doing a Shakespeare play. And if it wasn't for you and what you did at OCT, I wouldn't have known that I wanted to be here.
Stan gave me a shot at a main stage show, and now I'm going to school for this.
So thank you, Stan, for inviting me into this community, for constantly pushing me, for believing in me, for motivating me.
And I am so thankful that I've had the opportunity to grow and learn from you.
Honestly, without Stan, I don't think that I would be an actor today.
This is the first time I got to play a crazy, ridiculous, over-the-top character, and that's still what I love to do.
I literally wouldn't be the person I am today without you.
I'm so happy that I was able to learn from you and work with you and have my childhood defined by the stories you told on stage. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You got it in my heart. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, Stan, for everything that you've done for me.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Stan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for teaching me about growing up. And about the importance of staying not growing up and for everything else. Thank you.
Can you project?
I can. First of all, Sonny Perlman right there started Oregon Children's Theater. David Baldwin, who is a dedicated mentor for all the young professionals, so all those people you saw. And there are a lot of artists in the room, and thank you all for coming, and friends and family and all of that, and the brothers from the union, which makes me so happy. Boy, I was thinking I'd be a lot more eloquent than this. Moved to Portland 40 years ago. It was loaded with opportunity, an incubator for lots of different things. It's what I hope that continues to be. And I know there's a lot of stresses going on in this town right now. And I think arts have a way of healing things. And I believe in these youth that are in the room, and that they will heal things. I guess the main thing I wanted to say is nobody does this alone. I am so fortunate and privileged. A lot of things happened while I was here. So the reason I rose, talk about privilege, the reason I rose as a director so quick is at least seven directors in town died of AIDS immediately while I was here. That benefited me, but that's weird. I acknowledge that. My buddy Greg Tamlin, who directed at the same time, all of a sudden we were popular directors and we got to grow really quick because there were openings for that. Also, I'd like to say all of these people are really young up there. I had a 50-year-old email me and say, you were my first director when I was 11. So there's a generational thing happening here that's amazing. I love Portland, Oregon. I want it to be that thing again that incubates the arts. There are two children's theaters in town. Both children's theaters' homes have for sale signs on them right now.
Wow.
Art spaces are disappearing. Both children's theaters are nationally known. Respected across the country, yet are on this fragile balance of space. And that's with a lot of organizations. So as a city council and as a mayor, arts define this town. We're the largest city in Oregon. Our organization alone serves people from Bend. We have school buses coming from Hermiston. We have buses coming from Tillamook. We have buses coming from Centralia. We are vital to the development of children in this community. And I hope that some way or another that becomes a priority in space in this town. It's a blessing to be here. There's no possible way any other city could take a a rural country boy from Shingletown, California, whose earliest memory was selling newspapers in a bar, and become have a day dedicated to them. So thank you very much. Thank you all very much. I love you. That's it. All I got.
Well, that's not quite it, right? The mayor would like to now read the proclamation.
Stan, before I read the proclamation, I have a burning question. Selling newspapers in bars, is that a lucrative business?
For a six-year-old, not very. But well, my parents needed the money enough to feed us, that's what we did.
Absolutely. Thank you. I didn't see that as necessarily being the greatest business idea, but it was a good start.
Yeah.
It was a good start. Well, we're grateful to have you here. And the City Council, the way we like to acknowledge people in the community is through the reading of proclamations. And as mayor, I have the honor of reading the proclamation, but it's really a statement on behalf of the entire City Council, and of course, by extension, the entire community. And so this is a small and easy thing for us to do, but we want to acknowledge that it is truly heartfelt. And it's something that, we put a lot of value into. And I want to thank you for everything you've done. So without further ado, I have the honor of reading this proclamation in your honor. Whereas Stan Foote, after 28 years of exemplary artistic leadership, is retiring as artistic director of the Oregon Children's Theater. And whereas, under Stan's leadership, Oregon's Children's Theater has grown to become a leading provider of performing arts and arts education for young audiences, bringing both joy and learning to over 3 million children. And whereas Stan has exemplified a deep commitment to and respect for the intelligence and capacity of all children, and has guided the development of OCT's wide-ranging educational programs, which teach essential life skills such as empathy, teamwork, courage, personal expression, and creativity. And whereas Stan has shepherded the development and production of over 20 original scripts for young audiences in collaboration with local and national authors, playwrights, and theater artists, with many of those scripts being subsequently produced nationally and internationally. And whereas Stan has deep roots in Portland's theater community for over three decades, having worked alongside Portland's actors, designers, stagehands, playwrights, teaching artists, and stage managers. And whereas Stan has been committed to advancing OCT's vision of reaching all children, families, and communities, and overcoming barriers to access, equity, and inclusion. And whereas the City of Portland is grateful for Stan's exemplary service to children, families, and our entire community. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim August 29th, 2019 to be Stan Foote Day in Portland, Oregon, and encourage all residents to observe this day. This is for you, Stan.
Thank you.
I think we need to sing him happy birthday, so let's do this. Ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stan. Happy birthday to you.
All right, can we do a photo down front here?
Oh, of course.
Great.
Where do I go? Stay here?
Yeah, we'll take this.
I got skills. All right. Thank you.
This is important.
Wait, there's more cameras.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
no, I
have. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great.
We might have a little break.
I just love the days where it's all fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And it is a time certain, right?
Yeah.
All right. Keelan, we are in recess till 2:45.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so go to YouTube. You have to YouTube.